o'clock. Wanna wait a little while? Okay.
We're not gonna accomplish anything, are we? We don't have them here?
Well, we would just as much done without.
Said he's gonna take charge.
What we kind of had to do.
Just assign them all the tasks when they're here, right?
Won't get done. We won't have a program.
Take away all of their.
So is the contract up? That's one of the things, is that?
Well,
is it an annual thing?
It automatically renews every 5 years.
Oh, so we're still within that first one?
But there's a lot of contradicting stuff in that one, since now we've added the baseball field to the high school contract, so.
Where's Tom right here?
Tom's in Texas.
Oh, he's gone.
He sent me an email saying that Garrett Sparks was gonna be here. I don't see Garrett Sparks. I've never met Garrett Sparks.
So we're the only two even here for the Parks and Recs committee? Because Dannon and Cole are on the committee too, and you and I.
Okay.
Then a small town drama then?
I guess we can do whatever we want.
But we don't even have a quorum, do we?
No.
I mean, not that we vote on anything, anyways, during these, but.
Just like.
It's a posted, I'm sure it's a posted meeting.
Yeah.
Posted it, so it's, and it's an open meeting.
Yep.
You should have it over lunchtime and offer pizza, maybe get more food.
Probably not bad ideas.
Probably not, but.
I do that with baseball signups, do it at the school, and I get a ton of them. They come for the pizza and nobody shows up actually for practice when it's time to play baseball. So my list is like, oh, I got 30 kids this year, we get 15. Free pizza, they came for the pizza. I'm gonna not do that.
Well, if it's teen boys, yes, they're there for the pizza.
I'm like, there's some new faces that I asked my kid, is he going to go? No, he just came for the pizza. I'm like,
I tried to get my kid to sign up, but he won't do it.
No? You doing track?
He's not doing anything. He does football.
I might be losing some track, some players to track, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on there. That's what I say.
Track or field part? Because the field part, I know some kids are interested, because a couple of the football coaches say, oh yeah, we do shot put and distance. They're like, oh, okay, and then maybe I'll try that. Because they like those coaches.
My grandkid is all into soccer, and it just goes against everything. As a Gen Xer, I'm just like, that's
as
not
a Gen
a
Xer
sport.
Who now coaches soccer here?
Oh.
Hold on a second.
Blasphemy.
That's what my kids grew up with.
And I'm like, yeah, I go to games, I just.
I call it the gateway sport. You get them involved in soccer young, then they're like, hey, I can be athletic, and they can go do anything. Because it's an easy one to do.
Yeah. I coach soccer the ASS or whatever.
AYSO, that's what I've got.
We used to have back when my kids were young.
I'm trying to get it going again. Last year, first year. Hopefully this summer.
I had no idea. Never played soccer. That
well, you know, would you like the field? Because
yeah, because you know, high school's really not here to take it. I will take it
off. Hey, no, we're here to take it. It's just a matter of who does what on that, right? That seems to be the problem. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and get started. And I think let's go around the room and tell what you position is?
So I'm Becky McEwen, and I am trying to get AYSO soccer going again. And I guess that's it for this meeting.
You're ahead of that?
I'm trying, yeah.
I'm Philip Holden. I'm kind of in charge of parks for cities.
The sprinklers?
Yep.
Okay.
I talked to you on the phone.
Hey, Brookshire, I'm the public works director for the city.
Travis West, high school baseball coach.
Okay.
Cherie McAlexander, clerk treasurer and a committee member of Parks and Recs.
And I'm Wade Mandeville, I'm the mayor. So yeah, before you an agenda, the first item was the minutes from February 26th. I don't know if you had a chance to look at them. That's a good idea. Keep them handy in case we pull something back. Need to pull something up from those meetings, refer back. I don't know if we need to approve minutes. Do we approve minutes?
Well, Ryan was asking me about that. I think we should go ahead and approve them since we're here meeting.
Okay.
I mean, if we weren't ever going to meet again, then they would just be unofficial minutes. But since we're here, we might as well go ahead.
So I'll ask for a motion to approve.
I'll have to abstain because I wasn't here.
You were here. Travis, give me a motion.
Yeah, I motion.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Power. Opposed, same sign.
I'll take it.
Okay, any public comment on agenda items? First item, or item number three, discuss the Mandeville baseball field project. I guess I give that
to you. Oh, you give it to me? Well, thank you to the city and the graciousness of the budget and help. I think we have a new baseball field ready to roll for the spring. As you guys know, you guys put a lot of money into it. We had a lot of volunteer help. That was big. The city helped. I think the only thing really remaining on the baseball field to be ready is, as soon as we get the snow off this spring, we need to roll that infield. So one of the biggest things, after being the first time Amavis ever tried to design a mix for baseball infield to keep it under budget. But one of the things is we did a base that compacted really nice, and then they brought that turfis on top, and it didn't get mixed in. So if you're out there early, well, even in December when it was so nice out, it was really sandy. And so in December, right before, I think it was a week before Christmas, Cactus Anderson, my assistant coach, and I are out there rotor tillering it in, actually with a rotor tiller, up and down the baseline and the whole infield. We got that rotor tillered. And so I think that mixed up that nice compacted base with that turfis. So, and then it snowed. And so I'm hoping we need to roll it. I don't know if you guys have some type of a heavy roller or a way, because if we can get that infield rolled now with the moisture we've gotten this winter, come spring, roll it before we start, get on it, I think that will then really tighten up our infield. We got brand new infield, we got brand new sod. You fixed all the sprinklers, I think. Mm-hmm. Nice coverage. Yep. I think the sod took well this fall. I think so too. I think it took really well. We're actually now dimensionally correct on our baseball field, except the other thing we got to do this spring is move left field foul pole about 8 to 10 feet. It's not in the right spot. Yeah. So that's the only two things, is if we could roll the infield. The outfield got rolled last spring with a big roller. That roller was too big to bring on the infield. But I don't know if you guys have it. Even a thumper, like one of those concrete rollers, thumpers, something like that we could run around.
Might be one outside over by all the skid steer attachments.
I don't know if you guys have one.
I don't know for sure.
Or if we can get one rented or something. I think we just need to roll the field before we get on it, because if it's going to be nice and moist, I think that will help us a lot. I think the chain link got fixed, that fence, so that was done. That was a big concern for safety there. But yeah, I mean, fortunately, none of the school participated in that.
And we
knew that was.
We could have done it. We could have done it differently, but it doesn't make a whole lot of difference to play it backwards. But yeah, and I appreciate the donation of machinery and labor from Garrett's, but we had to adjust that number at the end, and we had, instead of an estimate of about 19,000, we ended up spending 42,000.
Oh,
Anything else on Marysville Field?
No, it should be ready. We have a couple pallets of turfus that's in the sheds there for maintenance, so we have probably several years of maintenance for the field there. That is basically schools, you know, you guys bought it, so it's stored in here. Trying to think of what else. I guess, and I don't know if it's on the agenda or where we talk about it, but now that we have a brand new sod, brand new infield, I'm very concerned about moving forward with allowing softball players on that, because that's what tore up the turf, the sod on the infront. And because they have to move their bases so much in, and our grass expanded, the regular baseball regulations, our grass had to expand out, and so it's right in the middle of their base pass.
So the adult softball?
The adults, okay. Not girls. Now I'm just talking the adults, because the co-ed rents that in the past to play their co-ed after baseball season, after our season's over. So my concern is that wear and tear will probably just wreck the field if you continue to allow that. I don't want to ruin it for those guys, but there's a lot of money and time and energy that put into that new field.
And they only pay us $300.
And their bike and their baseball dimensions, their pass, they have to put their own bases, they put temporary bases in, and it literally is going to be on the edge of the grass right now.
Yeah, they'd have to go into second to third, they'd be running through the infield.
They'll be running through the infield and tearing up. And I'm concerned.
And no other field works for them?
The other.
Yeah, they've been using the girls' softball.
They use both, as far as I know, the Mandeville field and the.
They'll have two games going on. And I know they've been going to Absarkey a lot, using those fields.
So,
do they use the other little league field?
I think it's too small.
And it has a mound. For softball, you can't have a mound for pitching. It has to be flat.
What about the high school softball field?
Good luck there. But would that be ideal? Yeah. But, the school allow it, they can allow it. According to Mr. Osborne.
According to ours, we can allow it.
Oh, well, I'll let you guys take that.
After a certain day.
After their season is over?
After season is over.
Which theirs is over. That season is over before their season starts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they should be able to use it then.
I think I would rather see that, because that field is built for softball, not our field. Yes. I mean, they will tear it up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
so you think that's in the user?
Yeah, it is. It says something about special events. It's a special event. We're allowing.
This is on the co-ed.
In the co-ed, it says after a certain day that we, and even during season, we can use it as long as it doesn't conflict with anything they have going on.
The other part of the, I don't know when their season starts, but I think it does.
Around the same time your guys' does.
I think it's like June-ish or May. I don't mind.
Oh, okay. Now I'm thinking.
I'm thinking more of June they might start. But there's always.
I
would
say it's even July, maybe.
Maybe it is. It might be. Because I think it's after juniors, even. Because the junior players will come on and play on our field towards the end of our season. So we share that. And I don't think. I don't think they start until after juniors. Mid June, maybe end of June, we'll start.
June 17th through August 14th.
Yep. So that's typically
and
after.
And high school's already done.
High school's end of May. And then juniors with Little League will be done with, I want to say, by that end of June.
So we only need to notify them if it's going to interfere during their use. We don't
their
have to notify
over.
Them if their season's over that co-ed softball can use it. We don't have to notify them. Yeah, I'm good with that. Keep them off the baseball field, because
there's a lot of money, as you just said.
Yeah.
It's put in an energy. It's for baseball. It's not for softball.
That's not going to work.
No, I know it. They're going to. There'll be a fight.
Yeah, but they don't own it.
No, we own it. It belongs to the town of Columbus.
And if it's
and I'm not going to check IDs for people that want to go play on the field. I'm assuming that they want to come to a public field and play on it. To tell them they can't play on it is going to be real difficult.
Oh, you mean softball on the baseball field?
Softball on the baseball field.
They're already aware of it.
They are.
But that it's a concern.
It is a concern.
But I think they were actually more concerned about the high school not letting them use their field than this
They've
new field.
They've never been able to use the high school's field.
So they were saying they might go down
to
one game a week.
Battle. I mean, like Travis said,
it will be
we're
bad.
Not going to be, well, we should, it would also be real difficult for us to tell them that they can go play on the high school field. The high school field belongs to the town of Columbus also. There's no doubt about that. Sometimes we have to remind them that it does, but they built it, and they certainly have a right to have. It's basically the same question. They built it, and they have a right not to have people come on and tear it up.
But would it be? But when you have a sport that will wreck a field, when do you say you can't use that?
Well, yeah.
They all understand it. I mean, although I mean, I know several of the softball players. They have, now that it's been expanded, it is a concern right now. Yep. What do you do? They don't want to wreck it.
It'd be nice if they had a representation at this meeting.
Yeah, Cole. I mean,
I can talk.
And maybe one field's good enough for them. I don't know. I know they've been pushing a lot of. When I talk to the guys that play, they say. They've been doing more and more, especially their tournaments. They've been doing that on Zorky because those fields are available. Nobody really uses them. But I know the one field, the girls, the Little League softball field, they use that quite a bit. That's still available. I don't think that's a problem. Yeah. I think, you're right, the school will not let them, even though there'll be a fight. And
there'll be a fight if we try to keep the adults off the
well, maybe we just have to have a conversation with whoever runs that and say, is there any way you guys reschedule and just utilize different fields? Maybe that's all they
we can ask. And we can also say, we can throw them some numbers and say, we expect you to pay for all of the repairs that need to be done at the end of the adult.
Right.
Of course, I've been through this enough times, Travis, so I know what the counter arguments are going to be. We have non-high school baseball teams that come in and use it.
Mm-hmm.
We have teams.
You're talking like travel ball?
Travel ball.
Yep.
And we even have teams that don't wear green and white that come, other
high
schools
school?
Come
high out school uses it, yep.
We don't stand out there with a meter and make people pay, but if we could get some cooperation and some work out of them, we might be able to come to a compromise. Personally, I lean towards having as pristine a baseball field as we can, but again, it's pretty hard to tell people that this is the part of the public park that you can't use. But
so my question is, why do we even have user agreements for these different organizations to use the park? I mean, because they can do whatever they want, right? So why are we having separate agreements?
Is it just for the time frames? Is that what I'm guessing it is?
Well, the agreements state a whole bunch of different things. You're required to do this. You're required to do that. You have to pay for this. Well, if soccer wants to come, or anyone wants to come, they're allowed to just come. We can't tell them they can't. So if some community comes during your season and says, oh, we were here first. And you can't tell us we can't play our game because it's public.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that was the whole purpose for the user agreements, right? To establish who is allowed to use the field at certain times.
And it's just like there are fees that I noticed in here. Well, we haven't gone to the school one yet.
I assume soccer will want to be using the outfield for the big baseball. In the past, they've used. You know? For the littler ones, they used to do a couple fields.
I know they used to. I don't know that we're that big yet, okay. And honestly, I don't have enough coaches. We're looking at just using the soccer field again, and just in the summer to hopefully not overlap other activities is what I'm thinking. That's why I came to see what the plans are for everybody else.
Yeah. So as far as that big field, Mandeville Field, that's typically we start March 10th is our first day, and we'll go to the end of May, middle of May. And then juniors just continue until probably end of June-ish. So, you know, they're practicing, they're playing every day out there. That's typically, and it seemed like in the past soccer started later, more of a, was it July?
I wasn't here.
I'm just thinking my girls. My girls played, it was later. And then they were, I mean, it was a big deal. It seems like the Mandeville outfield was used as a soccer field. The normal soccer field is a soccer field. Then the littler ones were using the little league field over there. I mean, there was always
little games going on. But I'm pretty sure it did always start in July.
I think it was later.
Because Hannah would finish softball and then she'd roll right into soccer.
But for right now, all I need is the soccer field. I don't know that I can handle anything bigger than that. I have a real day-to-day job already.
Can you say this soccer field you're talking about? The open area?
Next to the football lines. I don't know.
Yeah, that was built for the soccer. That was a soccer field.
Just west of Mandeville Field.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And west of that is what they call the practice field.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah, that's kind of what the school is.
So the middle school's been using that for football. Agreement.
Pardon me?
Middle school's using that for football.
Oh, okay.
My middle school was over there for practice because there wasn't room.
Oh.
Because JV and varsity were using the high school.
So they do use it then.
They do use it. Just during football season. After that.
And I know baseball with Granite Peak, they'll have the littler ones, T-ball,
T-ball.
They seem like they're doing their practice and games over there too.
Yeah.
On the soccer field, right?
I saw them over there. Yeah, my youngest plays baseball. I saw them over there. Yeah. So I don't want to overlap with
them. They don't do any damage.
No, they're just throwing those little bases. But that gets used.
I will talk to Cole.
And I can talk to him too. Is he head of the? I don't know if he's the head of it or what.
No, it's another girl. Her name is...
Oh, it's somebody else?
Tristan Meyer?
Yes. Yeah. And I can send you her information,
We just need to figure out if they're... And maybe they're already planning. Maybe they're already thinking about doing something different, which would be great.
It would be.
Maybe it's not even going to be a problem because I know Clay plays softball. I mean, a lot of the guys do that. Well, he's helping coach baseball with me this year. So, and Cactus and those guys, they understand. They're like, oh, we're going to have a problem here.
So Trista was at our last pause meeting, and she knows that there might be a conflict and they might be able to only do one
Okay, game. So maybe they're already talking about it. So maybe it won't even be a problem. So that would be good.
Yeah, I think.
But if they could have two games at one time, I think
nice
they would like to.
I mean, it doesn't get used.
But that field in the middle is too little. Huh?
I thought it was
the Anderson Field.
The
one's got no names.
No, they use that. They use it.
That's the one they use. Right by consensus.
The adults do use it. Yes.
So they use those two fields.
Yes.
So they use three fields.
No,
They don't use Anderson,
no.
Because it's a little league. It has an actual, it's a baseball mound. They can't
that's
have
the
a mound.
Yeah.
Take that out.
Oh, gosh, don't do that.
That fence might be. Huh? It'd be too small too for
it could be
smacking them into the
they hit
them
over the other fence sometimes at the softball.
They used to use
them. Did they really?
I go over and watch games over there.
Softball?
Yeah.
Anyways, it may be a non-issue. I just something I wanted to just bring up.
I think they'll work with what they can.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Okay. We have a terrible time staying on subject.
You might have already covered it.
How are you doing with minutes? Back
there? That's why I recorded all. I just transcribe them later.
As we look back at last season, I guess it's part of what we've been talking about. But
a lot of the things that I had brought up at our earlier meeting that didn't get done is now, I think, corrected.
Yeah, I think we made some progress.
We made a lot of progress, you know.
But you have no clue what needs to be done on the other fields or maintenance.
I have no idea. I don't know. Anderson's always been pretty good shape when I coached over there. I don't know what the working agreement between, I think that's always been the problem, cities, the high school. When I talk to Mr. Osborne, you know, hey, I need this. It's like, well, it's not our field, so talk to the city. And it's just this vice versa. You know, that's what I brought up last time.
And it spells it out very clearly who's responsible for what in the agreements, but...
I don't think it got done, did it?
Well, no one follows the agreement.
So,
I mean, if we're talking about Mandeville Field...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I can easily deal with that myself during their season. if but there, if
doesn't their guy come over and do it?
I don't know. I wasn't here yet.
So it'd be interesting to see. I know they do, like for our games or other teams that come over, we're not playing, they'll allow Sydney come over and play a Butte because they're both in snow. Okay. So if we're clear, they'll come over and meet and play, or they'll do three teams will come over and play some games when maybe we're not playing. But they, I know the school, maybe it's Mr. Osborne and his crew, but they do prep the field before the game. They rake it afterwards. They take out, we got new bases that should be put on there, but he uses his own bases and then he locks them up and they'll have them.
Are they charging?
No, they can't. There's no way to. That's been a question.
Sure.
We've
talked about that. There's any way to really, and it's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much.
There's just no way to keep people out, or how do you
build a whole other gate or fence around the whole thing?
Like, when
I just mean, like, if those schools were coming, if the I didn't know if the school districts were saying,
I don't think so. I don't think they do. I think it's just a.
Oh.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
No, they don't.
Because in Billings, I know. If you go play there, you pay to play. And I just was like, hey, they're not charging.
I had heard Pertzfield, so some of the teams are playing on Pertzfield this year, now that Billings is in. And I think it was Mr. Osborne told me, Pertz is going to charge whoever rents Pertz. I don't know if that's American Legion or. Mm-hmm. It's one right behind the mall, mm-hmm. Stewart Park. It's like $1,500 a game. It's their charger.
So if you go down and play?
Well, I don't know, but that was what he had heard the schools had to pay.
So I guess you won't be playing there.
We are. It's their home. We have to go.
Oh,
yeah.
Pertz
is renting it to the local high schools if they want to use it as their home field.
Oh, okay.
And it's an artificial turf. It's very nice. Mm-hmm. But
I was just making sure. I just thought of that.
I don't believe that. That's between the school, but I don't think they do. I think it's one of those.
Well, it states in the agreements that there's no third-party stuff
rental,
going on.
Yeah.
Even though I know the concession stand has been rented out to other organizations and has paid Granite Peak Little League a percentage of the funds that they collected, which is not supposed to happen. But
well, that was our group, so I'm very curious to hear that because I'd like my 15% back then.
Exactly.
Okay.
You should ask Granite Peak for that.
Because they came in and did do some work on the building for us. There was some mice issue and stuff.
Yeah, they're responsible for the maintenance.
Okay.
But it also states in their agreement they can't do any third-party agreements and rent anything out like that.
Good.
It has to be Granite Peak that runs the concessions or whatever.
Well, so it was our...
Oh, the city.
Okay.
Yeah. They have an agreement with us for the ball fields and everything, but they can't go and say... Okay, this organization over here, sure, you can use a concession stand, but then
you raise some money.
Pay, right.
Oh, you have to give us a cut?
That's what they did.
Oh,
they took a cut of our money. Yeah. Which is something I was going to bring up later when we get to not on the agendas. Can we do that again? Because for our PTA.
You're more than welcome to do that again, but
we don't
approach the city with that.
I know. That's why I was going to ask what to do. Because, especially if I don't have to go through Granite Peak. I didn't know that. It wasn't me that did that either. I just worked there a lot. And it was only softball, and we didn't make that much money. So we want to do it during Little League. So.
Do it during high school baseball if you want to make some money.
We probably can.
Somebody could.
Yeah, I don't know the schedules for anything, but if I could get the parents to show up to run it, is the...
That would be, I'm sure they'd just do hot coffee and hot chocolate during my season. That's why everybody's freezing to death.
Right.
Okay.
Hot dog.
In between we have varsity and we have JV games, so we get like 20, 30 minutes, and so the kids are eating in between. Either they pack their own or they're running to McDonald's. It would be nice if we had some food trucks or even like something that they can get something hot.
Right, and our attorney said we could do the food truck thing.
If
and,
we just,
and how to go
as long as they're licensed in the city, and I might have to invite some. At least one.
But as far as for the concession, there's no water over there, so there's...
Well, no, we had a water. We brought in a water jug. We brought in our chlorine buckets.
She did the
food thing with the city. We already got that approved.
With the county,
We never cooked any food because it's nothing inside. It's just packaged snacks. We'd like to expand, but you have to have a grill. And it's more work, but I got one mom. She's not working right now, so she's like, give me something to do. As long as she can bring her
baby. Do it during the high school baseball season.
Yeah.
I can get you a schedule.
Yeah.
And Yeah, I mean, it would help everybody. Everybody like
that. Yeah, it's for our PTA group from school, so.
Go pause, right?
Pause. I know, I say pause, people go, huh?
I know.
PTA. Pause, PTA. We got Teacher Appreciation Monday if anybody wants to help.
So, as far as last season, what things, last season, operationally, things went pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, the school takes care of my stuff for games, so I have no complaint there. The biggest thing was just the field condition, and the school didn't want to participate in that, so.
And we'll do the mowing.
Yep.
That was, yeah, that's why I, we're still here kind of getting the lowdown, because the soccer field was an issue that they weren't, it's there on their water well, and they weren't watering it. They are the ones that have, we were just discussing on the way over here, the timer for it. And of course, they're running it at a dumb time. And if they said Phil could run it, but we don't want to run it during the day when it's 95 because we lose 50% of it to evaporation. Yeah. So it should be run at night. And so we were trying to figure out if there's a way we can get that off of their crap and onto ours, or at least have our him be able to access when it's getting watered, which should be in the middle of the night, for it to be optimal, so we can keep it green this year. And we've talked a little bit about separating, because I think we're intertwined still at some locations with their well.
I mean, the valves are closed all the time, but there's still, two sprinkler systems are still connected between the schools and ours. So, and they're—
Is that their well?
Yeah, they're
it does
so—
the soccer?
Yeah, it does. So that's kind of where the problem lies, because their well is hooked up to the sprinklers that run on the soccer field for some reason.
So they must have drilled the well for that practice field. Is that what the original plan
as
was?
Far as I know, yeah.
You can find the original plan all that.
Yeah,
but it's on city property, right?
I think the whole thing's city property.
The whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So then it's our well, right?
There's two.
They must have paid.
There's
for
two.
It.
We have there's one. Over behind the playground,
yep.
And then they have one over by that west parking lot. Yep. And that's the one that they have their little sprinkler box separate that runs all of their, all the softball field and that other, but it also has our zones on the soccer field. So, like,
interesting.
Yeah, I would like to change the time to those. Yeah. It's not in the middle of practice.
Because their stuff right was running, it was running from about 7 p.m. to noon, is all their stuff. And then the soccer field would come on about 1 o'clock. And it's, 95, like
I said. For a while it wasn't even on.
And it wasn't even on. No, I called them and asked them if they could turn it on. And then I saw it run for about 10 minutes when our grass was just dry.
Right.
And then, so I asked him, finally asked him if I could just, if he'd let me just run it after all their stuff was done. And he did, so I got it sort of back up in okay shape, but... Yeah, that's the only time I was able to run it. So I don't know what the process
would
be.
Who's your contact with?
Mike at the school.
Yes.
Know his last name.
That's,
is, but
I think the guy.
He's their head maintenance,
yep.
I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you work with him? Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was, he just, I don't think he knew really what was going on either. And he was fine, but that was the only way to do it, unless we somehow can
get it on ours.
Onto ours, get all those zones off of their box, and even if we have to get like another separate small box that just runs, that'd probably be the easier thing to do. And I don't know if our box currently has enough extra space for all those zones. So
why don't you see if you get with him sometime?
Yeah,
and map out what the optimal will be.
Sure.
And see if we can just get the change made. If you can work with this Mike guy.
Yep.
It's obvious that that's a whole lot more efficient than trying to get a hold of the decision makers and get them in the right spot.
Sure.
And
I'm sure they'd launch off theirs.
Yeah, I think so. Because, they were accusing us of all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we weren't watering their
field causing and their grass was dry. Whatever. But
speaking of sprinklers,
sure.
I guess I forgot. The only other request would be this spring. Is there any way, I think we might have talked about it, is getting a hookup off that dugout right by the parking lot so that we can hook a 1-inch hose to water the infield down?
So the only...
To get water, because you got to water those infields
right.
And roll them.
The only problem with that is that it's not always pressurized. The lines aren't.
Oh.
They're only pressurized when the sprinklers are running.
No,
so
I could see that being a problem. Man.
So the only way, I mean, it's...
Is to go off the city line. Is that to go off the city? Which we have a fountain there. Do we know what...
I don't know.
We have running around that for city?
Well, there's that hydrant out there. It wouldn't be that big of a thing because we got to fix it anyway. It's been my pet peeve, that tilted hydrant.
The fire hydrant?
Yeah.
By Anderson Field?
But, I mean, tapping that and running a line over to a yard hydrant that can be drained and having...
Yeah, then we can at least hook up a hose and then we can water the infield because the infield's... You got to put a lot of water
on it.
So something that we could just hook a hose up to and spray it before games or after. Yeah. That's how you're going to keep that field well maintained.
Because we have to dig down and fix it anyway, so it wouldn't be nothing to tap it. And then, I mean, we just have to.
If that's something you could do this spring, that would be great.
If we could just bring it up maybe by the outfield then. I mean,
yeah, because down the grass there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That way we wouldn't have to do a whole lot of excavating.
How far to the west would it have to go?
As far as you could, I guess. Yes. I mean, I guess otherwise we just get hose. I mean, hose is cheap, I guess, compared
to it wouldn't be that far, but I'd put that closer. I'd prefer it closer to the outfield fence so nobody's going to hit it, for one.
Sure, sure.
And then,
put it right on the edge of the fence or that gate.
We can lock it, and then you would have
then a key. Then we could just run a hose.
You can run it when it needs run. When you're done, lock it back up. And then at the end of the year, we drain it out. Well, it drains out automatically, so we don't need to blow it off.
Yeah. That would be great. That would be helpful.
I'll send you a bill.
I'll send it to school.
Just send it to me.
We'll just keep pushing it.
We know how this works.
You probably won't get paid.
We'll take care of it.
Yeah, I can put a meter on it, too.
I'll have to buy the hose.
I'm sure you will.
I'm sure.
Look, any other maintenance or repair stuff?
No, I'm
speaking. If we can get those two things...
That'd be
good. That would be.
And then just for mowing schedule, I'd like to know, is there a way to know the schedule so I can get the goals off the field when I am using it? Because one time they were moved, which is fine, but I can move them if I know you guys are going to mow.
I can, yeah.
Just something if you're going to come out.
Absolutely.
And I live like the next, I can always run out and do that too.
I can just so for sure let you know what days I plan on
doing
that.
Who moved them? Who moved them last year? You didn't do it last year.
I did do it last, we did it like late summer, early fall.
Okay.
The big ones I wouldn't take inside, the small ones I would, and then I stopped because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then I only have one shed, so it's hard to get them in there. But I'm happy to move them like off into the trees to get mowed better and not make someone have to
what
stop
trees?
Their job.
You got trees out there?
The trees between the fancy new field and the soccer field where all my parents sit because it's hot.
Two trees or something, one tree.
Pretty tough trees. Nobody's really taking care of them, I don't think.
Oh, they found some water somewhere. They're happy.
Okay. Well, communication and coordination. I guess we talked about that all along. You're going to be talking to Mike. I'm going to talk to Cole.
I guess we just function as usual.
The school doesn't.
Juniors has been very good at talking to me, whoever's coaching the juniors, as far as sharing the field and where they're. They've been very respectful. It's been nice.
Who's coaching?
This year, Adam Emmett might be. Yeah. And last year, I think they had a barrage of parents step up. I think the head coach at first maybe quit. I don't know. They went through a few. But I volunteer my boys. Several practices after we were done, they would come on and I talked to them. They wanted us to help some of my older kids. We helped coach them a little bit. We'd take a half hour and work with them. And so it was a good relationship. So junior's always been good.
Do you have a shared calendar somewhere?
So what happens with me is I share mine with Tom with Granite Peak. And so Tom then shares me the Little League. And so he has to work his schedule around the high school because that's the first priority, I understand. But the juniors, they try to work their games schedule around us. So between Tom would be the one to get schedules if you needed something.
Well, I'm just curious if there was.
Juniors will come out. Little League will have their schedule. Okay. They're probably working on it now, I'm sure.
That'd be nice for maybe you to have that schedule, huh?
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, I can.
CC.
I will do that, so like for mowing. I know at the beginning, it's probably going to be a couple cuts to get that infield down. It's,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's going to take you a little time for our first game.
Yep.
But, yeah.
That grass is thick.
It is heavy duty.
Just let her go. Pour the water to it and let her go. It's going to be nice.
It'll
be very nice.
Yeah. A slow roller might not get through the infield.
Before, the kids had to get back because they were about knocking their teeth out.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have some grass.
Okay, our agreements.
We have
four agreements.
Two of the agreements expire every year for the soccer and the adult league. So, and then the other ones for 40 years, I think, with the high school, and then the Granite Peak Little League automatically renews every 5 years. So.
So, adult co-ed softball, they...
theirs expires every year. So, yeah. If they're going to want to renew, then I guess we're going to have to redo the agreement to only allow them at one field.
Well, and I can talk to them, too, so maybe they're okay with that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not going to be a problem.
And I honestly don't even know in that agreement if it specifies what field they're allowed to use. I can't remember. I don't think it does.
I don't think it's going to be a problem, like you said, if they're kind of already aware.
They're aware.
Yeah. I think they'd be
and
fine.
I really don't.
I don't think they want to ruin.
I was going to say, they don't want to do anything.
Because like I said, several of them, they're part of the our program.
And before it was like.
And their parents have.
It wasn't not in good shape. So.
It wasn't. No.
Right. But now that they.
And what nice, it really worked well for them because the infield wasn't to where it was supposed to be, so it allowed for that base pass to be where they're at.
That's. I'm guessing that's probably why it was. So far back.
Maybe it got cut back because it wasn't used for many years.
Yeah.
Many years there was nobody playing.
I'm guessing they probably did just make it so they could use it for that.
It could have been.
So. This is like your third year of baseball.
Yes,
right?
This will be our third year. Yep.
So. Well, and if they want to use the high school field, then maybe they have to figure out.
Go talk to them.
They can talk to them about that. They might have people, there's people on the team from there, I'm sure, but it doesn't mean.
We'll never happen.
Or they just show up.
He will run them off. He has before. Uh-huh.
He'll come walk his dog and be like, what are you doing on my field?
Well, because I think the high school used the Little League. Remember the year they tore their field up?
All
they
season.
Went and used your field, which was the Little League, didn't even ask.
Nope.
And so Cole took his girls over because he was coaching the Little League over there, and he got ran off by it, even though he was using his field.
Can't we all just get along?
No.
Why not?
Can we what?
I watched too many movies before moving to a small town. Why can't we all just get
one
along?
Person.
Anybody on the school board?
You get on the school board.
No, but I go to school board meetings. What do you need?
They're looking for a new member, aren't they?
Oh, did they?
Oh, they just filled it.
Who went on, do you know?
Yes, Nicole Waldner. Okay. Clay's wife.
Clay. Say it was a girl. That's
yeah, Nicole Waldner.
Okay. And no, I don't have time for that. Someday, maybe.
Nothing else on the review of the agreements? You send them out?
Well, nothing changes. I'll have to send one out for the soccer and the adult. We'll have to.
Right.
And I usually ask them the day, you know, like you and I, we talked about the days you wanted to use it, and we ended up revising it because your days changed and things like that. So.
And yeah, so I just want to wait and see what baseball's going to use so I don't overlap once they've got their calendars figured out.
I know they have kind of a. I found it in all of them. Maybe it's just verbiage, but every one of them it has that nobody will make any repairs, alterations, or anything to facilities without contacting me first. But then further down in the covenants, each one of them says if they find an unsafe condition, that they will discontinue activities, repair it, and then contact me as soon as possible. So it's kind of a contradiction. Either you don't want them doing anything, or you do, because
who deems it's an emergency, right?
Well,
because that's what it says,
it just,
right?
Well, it kind of just says, yeah, if a condition comes up that they deem to be unsafe, they'll discontinue activities until they fix it, and then contact me. But then, on the very further before then, it says the agreement during the regular season, they'll make no alterations, repairs, or additions to anything without prior written consent from me. So it's like, do you want them to-do stuff, or, I mean, it doesn't really specify an emergency.
Right.
Just kind of, I don't know, just, and it may be nothing, but it, I just noticed that it kind of contradicts itself. The other part with the school one that I had a problem with, other than the cost sharing that we all know, is the fact that they're supposed to pay for the toilet facilities during their season, and they do not. And that's $2,050 we paid at Granite Peak Park last year just for the portable toilets. They're supposed to, it says they're supposed to pay for it, right in there.
What session?
They will provide such portable toilet facilities
page
as are necessary.
Two. Right at the bottom of the page.
Yep. Yeah.
Section E.
They've never paid.
They've
that.
Never brought their own in.
And that's, I mean, that's a lot of money we pay every year, and especially since that guy was mad at me.
March,
I don't know if that's
April, May, it'd be 3 months they should have them in. We need the first day of practice for the boys, especially old coaches like me.
I mean, since they don't want to ever pay for anything to repair it, the least they can do is pay to have the crappers on it during the 3 months that they're using it.
I disagree.
So that just needs to be put on a school board meeting.
What's that?
Make it an agenda item at the next school board or a future school board meeting.
There,
I know.
So how do you?
If you bring it up to Burmese, no,
he's not here.
That's the new superintendent.
Klasna,
thank you. Then he'll be like, oh, he may not know it's an issue.
I would guess he probably didn't know he was responsible for that.
So, or maybe just call or email him because he's the one that's
budget for it. Get it on.
Get it on
the
line item.
There is no budget for.
So the March program?
No, there's not. April, not even to buy hats. I was told they had to buy my own hats.
Yeah, so three months of portable toilets.
And 3 months is $2,500.
So what are we going to do, not put toilets over there? Because we'll just put toilets over there.
We're going to put toilets.
We can't do without toilets. You got too many grandmas and grandparents.
From June on,
it should be we put them on. We say that we will. But during their season, from March to June, they're supposed to pay for them. So they should pay for the 3 months of toilets, and then we will pay for it after June 1st until the soccer's done in October and we pull them.
Oh, Bill and will never pay me. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It's
in the great world, that's what they should do. Because it just irritates me. They're by agreement supposed to pay. They didn't pay for anything on that. They don't say, oh, we didn't budget money for that. Then why make an agreement if you didn't budget money for it? Like you said you were going to pay. But other than the fee that they pay, which they do pay that, I would assume, mm-hmm. but if you're supposed to do it by contract.
Unless you just put it on a fee. You just budget the fee. And
well, then we'd have to write up the contract again.
Oh, that's right.
The contract, and then they won't sign it.
And then we'd have to kick them off.
And then we don't have baseball.
It's in the contract. Yeah.
But
I would make the new superintendent aware of it.
I think that's...
He doesn't know what happened before. But
I think it's about, it was roughly what,
$400? He came to our meeting last time and said whatever O wants to do,
he was brand new, yep, he was,
yeah. He was okay, but still, and then I think you'd have enough parents involved with sports and activities, they'd be like, okay, yeah, do this. So I think it's just awareness. Mm-hmm. But if you make me pay $2,500 for soccer, I don't know if I can raise that much. No. I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, it'd be like $1,200.
Yeah, it's like $400-ish, I think, in a month for the ones at Granite Peak, and I mean.
And that's like two, and then we had one closer to the concessions, right? Usually
there's one by the Little League field.
Just right over there.
Just the two.
By the playground.
Just three.
Right, yeah.
Hey, you need them for baseball players. Oh boy, you got. You got to have.
And they must have porta potties over at the Crawford Field.
I don't think they, so.
Well, there was three down there. The school brought them. Okay. There was two or three.
During the season?
Yes.
Okay. I'll
really?
Because there wasn't any when I got there.
So maybe they did provide those.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I'll see this year.
Yes, they're right over by Crawford Field. They're just off the gravel there.
But they're supposed to provide for your field now, too.
Well, they'll probably just say, you get to walk over there. Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, because I know the umpires would use those. And, yeah, I bet you they do.
Keep an eye.
Now that you said that, yes. Because those aren't there all year either. It seems like they,
yeah, so
they're
gone.
Been gone
by the time.
By the time softball's
over,
they're probably gone.
Okay.
They're over just west of your.
I never
soccer
saw them.
They're just on the other side of the soccer field.
I don't think I ever saw them the whole time I was there, but I didn't start until summer.
Two on the against
two.
The south wall of that concession stand building.
They used to be.
Yeah, there wasn't this
that
summer.
Oh, that's no. Right. There was.
They're right there by the
playground.
Yeah,
by the
which
playground.
Is
makes sense.
Yeah.
That was better.
But I bet you they do bring two, and I bet you the school will bring the two in action.
And my poor kids.
The other, in the Granite Peak Little League agreement, it states that they're responsible to pay for all maintenance and repairs or anything that needs to be done on Granite Peak, period.
So what is, but Granite Peak is all the...
That $6,000 repair we did to the baseball field fence?
Yeah.
Per agreement, Granite Peak Little League should have paid for that.
I don't think they have any money, though.
Well, I know, but that's what their agreement states. That's what these agreements are...
Yeah, why sign it if you're not going to do anything?
These agreements are a joke.
Well, then maybe their agreements need to be revised, revisited. Even though they're auto-renew, maybe that's the discussion.
I think they got more new... Granite Peak's got some new members, too, on the board, I think.
And I think they... Tom said something about it. He said they're doing pretty well at dancing.
They got some money, for budget-wise, there.
Yeah, they got some money, but...
That's good. That's always been a problem.
But, well, I'm disappointed, you know, when you have a meeting and you got...
the key player.
Three out of the four.
Or two of them.
Yeah, at least... You're the only... Well...
I guess... I don't want to represent the school. I represent baseball. That's good.
I can't say we should be here or aren't here. It makes it kind of tough. So I guess we'll... Push forward. Public comment on items not on the agenda. I got one little one. We talked about it. We talked about it for a couple of months, and that has to do with the signs.
Oh, on the fields?
Signs on the fields. Yeah.
How? Yeah. Can you guys tell me how that works? Nobody knows.
Probably. We'll give you a couple.
Is that Granite Peak still? Is that a fundraiser they used to do for
them? No, it's our deal.
Oh, it's your deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. The city gets the money. Anybody wants to complain about that, I'll have a conversation with them. We'll go over that $42,000 bill.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep the money, and it goes into our general fund. I don't know if it's earmarked or not.
It's supposed to be for park maintenance.
Sure.
And we pay for park maintenance. And we're going to continue to pay, and we're going to... You know, we're going to move those water lines and stuff, and I don't think we've been chintzy about a thing, so I don't mind just keeping the money. That's not the issue. The issue is, what started it out was a lady from Billings wanted to put up a sign, and she said right where she wanted it, and she wanted it right at the end of the dugout on Anderson Field, looking towards 9th Street. That's right where I'd want to put it if I were her. When Granite Peak was first developed, I recall, it's not writing any place, but I recall that the Montana Department of Transportation didn't want any signs on any of the fields because of their sign ordinance. You can't have signs within 500 feet or something of the main road. But we got it done anyway, and I think it was probably because of Chris Rasmussen or Truman Bolby or somebody just kind of turned their head the other way. So when this lady came up with a sign, it created a few issues. One, everybody else that has signs on the inside, they'd like to have theirs out there where hers are.
Right.
That's one issue. Second issue is that Montana Department of Transportation probably isn't going to like that, but Peyton and I both talked to the Brumfield boy, Travis mm-hmm. Brumfield, who's our section boss now. He talked to Chris Rasmussen, who's now his boss, and Travis basically said, I don't care. Chris basically said, I don't care, but Dennis Holton brought up that there's a guy in Helena who is the sign guy for the whole state, or the big boss, or whatever, and that we should contact him. But Chris called me, and he says, we don't want to contact him. He said, if he gets a hold of that, we'll be taking down those signs that say donated by Stillwater Mine and the Mandeville Field signs. Yeah. It will be taking down everything that's got any printing on it within 500 feet of the road. So kind of figured not to contact them, but we've got to develop an ordinance within the town. I think we need to develop that the town needs to develop an ordinance for signs on Granite Peak Park.
To keep them inside,
keep them inside, outside. Not on the baseline. They got to be in the outfield fence. They got to be facing in. They're one-sided fences. And the reason that I think it's pertinent here is what I've always thought is we've never made any kind of rules about color, background. You can put a basically a mostly white fence. I don't think that it's created any problems with background for baseball. You know, you don't want to be throwing a white ball out.
You don't in center field. Yeah, you don't.
I don't know how. It hasn't. You know, there's white fences out in center field on.
But it's pretty checkerboard. It's not solid.
It is. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess bringing up signs. I mean, you guys get the proceeds, which I think is really good. I mean, personally, as a business owner, I had no idea. But I'd like to put a sign up there, but I didn't know who to contact. I thought it was Granite Peak. That was their money maker. My wife has one. She put one up. So I'm also on the Dodgers, the Laurel Dodgers baseball board, and that's one of our big fundraisers every year. But we don't put those wooden ones up. We go down to the local, and you get the roll up ones. I don't know what the fabric is. The vinyl. And what we do is we send out to all businesses. I mean, I have a sign up there. I mean, from all over. And for $500, you send us the. I'm just thinking maybe the city could do this. You send us your logo. We'll print it. We put it up every year on the inside around. And the Dodgers do it for two things. They do it, one, for money, to raise money. And then they do it also to keep people from parking and not coming in and paying. You know how people do that. So it's kind of a blockage. So they do a solid color. It's not white. But for $500, if you don't have a sign, for $500 pays for the new sign, and then we put it up. And at the end of the year, we roll them up so that they're in good shape and take them off after the season's over. And then the next year, if you want your sign back up, it's $250 every year to get back up. So the first year pays for the sign, plus the $250 fundraiser, and then next year, and then when your sign gets old, then they'll last four or five whatever years with the wind and stuff. But I don't know if that's something the city would do, because I think there's a lot of local businesses would love to do that.
Well, there is an out in the Montana code about the sign stuff. It's that if it's under a zoning, the property in question is under the zoning of an incorporated city, town, whatever, blah, 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 then it defaults to what the city's zoning ordinance is for signs. So basically, the city has free reign to do what they wish as far as a sign. I started in June, so it was my deal. I looked through the stuff. I saw nothing that said she couldn't put it there. I knew good enough that it couldn't go on the backstop or something like that, but I was like, well, yeah, I guess if you want it there. So, yeah, but it kicked up the thing. But, I kind of agree with you. If you keep them inside, and maybe the price, I think if they do get to talking, they should bring up the price to help pay for some of the costs.
I think that'd be great for all the money that's put into
those. And those signs have endured. I mean, some of them.
Oh, yeah. Was it a one-time thing, and then they got their sign?
No, they sent
$200 a year.
Oh, do they still continue to pay?
We invoice them every year. Oh, okay. If they don't pay before the season starts, then their sign gets removed.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we could do the roll-up, because the guy that makes them in town for everybody here might get a little peeved, because that's probably a little moneymaker for him.
Yeah, and we don't need a roll-up sign.
No,
these are working. I mean,
who makes the signs?
They make the sign themselves.
They get the sign.
So they have the expense of making the sign.
So could they do a roll-up? Or could they do
no,
it? It has to be a certain.
Well, yeah, we don't have anything in writing.
No, yeah.
But what was always told to me, it needed to be what's already up there.
Oh,
four by eight.
They want them to all be.
You can see one downstairs. This lady.
No, we took it.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They want them to all be uniform.
Sure.
So they don't want some hard ones, some roll-up ones,
So we're. Well, we should probably take a look. We talked about that at the staff meeting yesterday, but we should. I haven't really compared the sign portion of the zoning ordinance, and see how that might.
It doesn't really say anything about the parks. It just mostly controls the public area, like
businesses.
Yeah, they have to put their own sign up then?
You can't put it on somebody else's property.
Right.
You can't put it on somebody else's building.
And it covers political signs during the season. And blah, blah, blah.
I think it doesn't really address that. Separate little sign ordinance for Grand Park.
I just think businesses probably don't
know that they can do
that. Yeah, we don't advertise. We don't say, hey, guys, is anyone... I mean, it's just someone to come in once in a while and be like, hey, what are the signs up at the ball field? And then Cassidy would be like, oh, well, and then she'll give them some information on it. But
yeah, I think I have to go over there after this.
I think it'd be great for you guys to raise your
mm-hmm. Well, if you want to advertise, and if we're going to do concessions, we can have information about that and get the word out.
Yeah, or just...
How much to fundraise to get a bathroom?
Or maybe it's just... maybe the local chamber will send it out to their businesses if you'd like to advertise.
Oh, gosh.
Reach out to the city.
I don't know anything about that.
$500,000?
Seriously?
No, they're ridiculous.
What?
What's that?
For a bathroom.
To get a bathroom.
Oh yeah.
By the time you have it engineered.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for this.
They mean to bug you on Friday.
My dad is a retired civil engineer. I'll have him come down and do it for free.
Is he still licensed?
Yeah. He still does work for, there's a local company in Billings. He could, Dowell Engineering. He's a contractor for them.
As long as we're not trying to get a grant for it, then we can use, you know.
Sorry.
So I'll put it into my community
process.
Then I'll include that.
Trust me, I probably was donating it anyways.
But no, they get spending.
Yeah, that's
bad.
Okay.
No problem. Is there anything else? Motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Yes, second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, yeah, thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you.
A little
thanks
frustrated.
You guys for, sorry.
About blowing the budget, I guess,
in the school. But field.
Do you have that extra material?
Yes, it's in our sheds.
Okay, so it's not that much then? That
it's two pallets.
Keep it down to the...
It's actually not my sheds. We put it in... kind of big sheds.
Well, okay, and that...
Because we couldn't put it in ours at all.
Well, and I just remember when we talked before, there was an issue. We didn't want it getting used, and that's why we were talking about, hey...
Do you have another place?
Yeah, a shop.
Yes, you might want to go get... I can get you. Let me know, and I'll get you into the sheds.